Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cretica Auto Industries Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harpreet Singh Nipper, Managing Director from Cretica Auto Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cretica Auto Industries' maiden earnings call for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31, 2023. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking out time to join us today. I have with me on call Mr. Narendra Kumar Tyagi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Adfactors PR, our investor relations team. We have shared our results update presentation and media release. I hope you all must have received it and gone through the same. Since this is our maiden call, I would like to share brief insight about our company, some recent developments, and industry scenario before we get into business and financial of Q4 and financial 2023. The past year has been very eventful for Cretica Auto Industries. Despite headwinds from various macroeconomic factors and volatility in raw material prices, the company has sustained well and grown during the period. As you all must be aware, the tractor sector is largely dependent on agriculture industry and government incentives. At the same time, we have been witnessing growing demand for tractors from certain other sectors as well. On the back of good monsoon, agriculture was healthy during this year, and secondly, because of good prices of agriculture products leading to good demand for tractors. The OEMs we cater to continue to rely us on for execution capabilities, namely consistent quality and timely deliveries. Additionally, we also witnessed strong demand from the commercial vehicle subsegment, which helps us reduce our dependence on tractor market. Overall, we repeated record volume sales during the year, with the second quarter reporting our highest ever quarterly volumes. This is indicative of the rise in demand from the tractor and commercial vehicles market, which gives us positive outlook. We also have been able to improve our revenue realizations per ton. As mentioned in the past, we are expanding our production capacity to prepare for the anticipated rise in demand. During the side of the fiscal, we successfully completed the IPO for our subsidiary, Cretica Engineering Components, thereby raising 9.5 crore. The response from the investors has been overwhelming, with the issue being oversubscribed by nearly 150 times. The successful IPO is a testament to the strong fundamentals of our company and the confidence that investors have in our growth potential. The proceeds from the IPO are being utilized to fund capacity expansion and product diversification, which are essential to our long-term growth strategy. We are also strategically focusing on higher weight products since they typically fetch better margins. This is reflected in our EBITDA per ton, which has grown steadily through the year. As part of our strategy, we continue to invest in research and development to ensure that we remain at the forefront of innovation in industry. We are confident that our investments in new technology and products will enable us to maintain our competitive edge and continue to drive growth in the future. Our long-standing relationship with our customers also enables us to navigate through the industry cycle successfully. In March 23, the board passed a resolution to raise 30 crores through preferential warrants at rupees 90. I am happy to state that first tranche of 25% money has already been received through subscription. The fund shall be used for enhancing capacities for which we have already identified certain end use. Now to give a brief background about Cretica Auto Industries, incorporated in 1974, Cretica Auto Industries has emerged as one of the leading manufacturers of tractor components in India. With nearly 50 years of experience, where we have established ourselves a leading reliable brand in terms of manufacturing, machine castings, and automotive components. As a quality-driven organization, we produce world-class components from modern facilities. Our manufacturing facilities are situated in Dera Bassi, Hoshiarpur, Punjab, Taliwal, Himachal Pradesh. With a total capacity exceeding 50,000 metric tons per annum as of financial year 23. Catering primarily to tractors and commercial vehicles, we focus on expanding and diversifying our product portfolio. The company manufactures a wide range of products such as axle housings, wheel housings, hydraulic lift housings, end covers, plate differential carrier, brake housings, center blocks, and crankcases, among others. We are one of the biggest component suppliers in the tractor segment of the automotive industry in India and have a long-standing relationship with most of our leading OEMs. OEMs in India like M&M Swaraj, Swaraj Inter Limited, TAFE, Escorts, SML Isuzu, TMTL, Ashok Leyland, and New Holland Tractors India, Brakes India. The company also exports casted products outside India. Our vision is to provide products which meet customers' quality requirement on timely manner and at competitive prices. Now, on the overall industry, the Indian tractor industry grew substantially in FY23, producing overall million units for the first time ever and also giving highest ever domestic sales. Financial 23 had 12% growth in domestic tractor volumes with 9,45,000 tractors compared to 8,42,000 in Financial 22, according to Tractor Manufacturers Association. The domestic volumes of 9.4 lakh units in Financial 23 are the highest ever for the industry. The previous peak was achieved in Financial 21, which was 8.9 lakh units. The full year growth was aided by a strong increase in wholesale volumes in Q4 Financial Year 23, with OEMs building up inventory in anticipation of healthy sales during the Rabi season. Moreover, as per industry reports, India's auto component industry is expected to reach $200 billion by 2026, and aftermarket of the industry is expected to reach $32 billion. The growth will be backed by strong demand, which is expected to rise to an annual rate of 23% to reach $80 billion by 2026. The growth of global OEMs sourcing from India and the increase in indigenization of global OEMs is turning the country into preferred designing and manufacturing base. These trends indicate the optimistic outlook for companies like ours. Looking ahead, we anticipate the demand of our products will remain strong, driven by growth in tractor and commercial vehicle industries. We will continue to leverage our strength in manufacturing, customer service, and innovation to capitalize on these opportunities and drive further growth. Now, coming to the financial performance, fourth quarter, 31st March, our company achieved a net revenue of 88.2 crores. Which was an increase of 54.7% year-on-year. During the quarter, there was a price reduction by OEMs on account of volatile raw material price. The reduction of both Q3 and Q4 was adjusted during the current quarter, leading to pressure on our margins. EBITDA was 8.9 crores as against 7.13 crores in financial year 22. Profit after tax was 2.7 crores, which is an increase of 19.75% year-on-year. Basic EPS stood at 0.30 in Q4. For full year, production volumes for financial 23 were at 39,116 tons as against 32,353 tons, driven by continued recovery in demand from tractor and commercial vehicle market. Net revenue for the year was 362 crores in financial year 23 as against 271.23 crores in financial year 22. Realization per ton increased by 10.4% year-on-year. EBITDA excluding other income was 41.53 crore in financial 23 as against 30 crores in financial 22. Profit after tax was 15.69 crores. In the previous year, there was significant other income from one-time sale of shares for 6.56. When adjusted for this, the PAT has grown by 84% year-on-year. Basic EPS stood at 1.77. This is all from our side. We can now take questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Neha Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just wanted to understand a couple of things. So about the seasonal fluctuations in the business,
yeah.
So related to that, how do we plan to manage that seasonality in our business in terms of volumes and sales?
Ma'am, normally, I mean, if you see tractor industry, The sale is during 6 to 7 months only, from say April to November. These are the eight months where the maximum sales happen from one Navratras to the CUC up till Diwali. The second Navratras or Diwali, you can see. That is the time when maximum sale happens. So restaurant time, what the OEs does, OE builds up certain volumes for the season. So that is how, I mean, so this is how this industry moves. Now to what happens is that this industry is very good in Q1 and Q2. And it is bad in Q3 and Q4. So what we are doing is to take care of the volatility in Q3 and Q4. We are increasing our share of business in commercial vehicles. So commercial vehicles are very good in Q4 and they are low in Q1 and Q3. So for Q4, because Q3 is anyway is going to be low because most of the plants have their own shutdown and everything. And after Diwali, there is a small lull is there and everybody takes a break. So for Q3, what we are doing, we are increasing our share of business in commercial vehicles and other segments, what we are doing as of now.
So, sir, apart from tractors and commercial vehicles, then also are we planning to get into the four-wheeler or two-wheeler segment?
We are not getting into four-wheelers and two-wheelers because in four-wheeler and two-wheelers, there is hardly any ferrous casting used. Two-wheelers, okay. So there is almost nil. And four-wheelers have very, 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 very small portion as in the total buying of ferrous castings. But we are now diversifying more into construction equipment and material handling equipment. That sector, we are moving to that sector.
Okay. So like you said that Q3 and Q4, there's little lesser sales. So just wanted to understand, since we are into commercial vehicles for those specific quarters, what is the capacity utilization of the plant? Is it fully utilized or how is it?
No, overall capacity is around now 80%. 75-80%.
Okay, and do we see that getting any better?
Pardon?
Do we see that getting any better, the plant utilization?
Yeah, it should get better over the, because since we are getting some new orders also. And but issue is because of this seasonal thing of the business, 80-85% is a good capacity utilization. We are trying to improve it. Diversifying into exports and other construction equipment, other things. So we plan to reach 80-85% this year.
Okay. And so what is the contribution of subsidy in the overall performance for the full year?
Subsidy performance contribution is roughly, standalone is 321 and gross is 362, so roughly 40 crores is in this.
Okay, 40 crores of revenues, right?
Yeah, in that
okay.
Revenue, yeah.
Okay, sir. And my last question, so are you taking any steps to improve our EBITDA in terms of cost?
Yes. We are moving into bigger casting, large castings, which have better relation, more value addition. We are moving to more critical components which give us more value addition, like crankcases, cylinder blocks, those kind of components we are moving into which give better value addition.
So, sir, in terms of monetizing it, how much monetary value will it add to our EBITDA?
This is a long drawn process because once we start diversifying into products, it takes a few years. But we plan to increase our margins by at least, 2% in another coming 2 to 3 years.
Okay, noted. Okay, yeah. Sir. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vasant Pandey, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, I would like you to shed some light on the scheme of amalgamation which is expected to happen. And how will it affect our top line and bottom line and the book value especially?
Okay. See, this scheme is under almost final stages at NCLT. We were expecting order in last week of March. But you know, because NCLT is heavily loaded, so every time it is getting delayed. I think so. In March we got delayed, got dated April. April we got on off for 17th May. Now it is on 2nd of June, 2nd or 3rd of June. Tyagi, if you can shed light on
second
that.
Second June, sir.
So it is almost final. There are no objections from any of the departments. Shareholding meeting and secured creditors, everything is done. So only the government department, that is also no objection we have received from all the departments. So it's just a thing of formality which can be done, which should be done, should happen anytime. So maybe whenever it comes up for listening in front of the judge, I think it should be done. So we are expecting 2nd June it should get. And with this amalgamation, there will be another 2 to 3 basis point increase in the EBITDA margins and PAT margins also. So because top line there won't be any major increase because materials is being bought from this unit only, machined and dispatched to the customer. So there will be a good amount of increase in bottom line and in the bottom line.
So top line there will be no real increase, even though
I top line there will be hardly say 5 to 7% increase. I think what I mean should I give the number?
No. I just want a broad idea.
It's roughly 5 to 6% increase in the top line.
Our share capital will increase by almost 60%, right, sir?
Yeah. Bottom line will increase considerably.
So will we be able to take?
We should be very near to that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Arora, from individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, actually, the commentary was a bit fast, so I couldn't pick the number which you said, the amount of fundraise this quarter. If I'm not wrong, it is around 30 odd crores?
30 warrants have been issued, 30 crores warrants.
Okay, so can you throw some light, like how are we going to use this fund, like in terms of expansion or product diversification?
Yeah, this will be used mainly for expansion. Already we are under process of expansion, and after it is done, so we are planning one more round of capacity enhancement, and we are in quite advanced stages with our customer for new orders, and so we plan one more expansion another 2 years, 1.5-2 years.
So, sir, are we looking for any further geographical expansion or entry into new markets?
Yes, we are looking for a geographical expansion. We are looking at, expansion in Central India or Western Belt.
Okay. And lastly, sir, any regular domestic client which we have added recently?
Recently, we have added Kararo. We have added the MNC. So it is based out of Pune. So we have added Kararo. We have added recently, and that is the one we have added recently.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side. Yeah. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Daniel Jacob, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
In terms of EBITDA per ton margin, what are your future plans to improve on EBITDA per ton margin?
Sir, EBITDA, like I told earlier also, new components which we are adding are with higher value addition. So there will improve our margins, and we are moving into big casting, large castings, where margins are better. Margins per ton are better.
So, do you have any strategic plan for such expansions?
We are already in process of expanding. We are expanding, already expanding. A plant is coming up, new plant is coming up. which should be operational by June end or July first week. So we intend to go in for higher value addition products.
And in terms of managing cash and cash equivalents, considering there was, you know, increase in FY23, so what approach or what steps are being taken to manage the cash?
I didn't get your question.
So, you know, what would be company's likely approach in terms of managing cash? Because I see, considering, you know, I see there was an increase, significant increase in cash and cash equivalents in FY23.
Yeah. So it is basically, I mean, it is your business cycle, working capital cycle and cash flow is there. So we can bring our, financial cost down and those kind of things we can do. But we can, buying strategy we can improve, buy material, cash discount or those kind of things we can do.
Okay, and you said will in terms of buying strategy, cost will be, you will be helping in reducing the cost. So how do you plan to do that?
See, our basic raw material is scrap. So scrap, if you buy at 30 days price, it comes at a particular price. If you buy at immediate payment, it comes at a particular price. Or for that matter, any raw material which you buy, if you buy start buying at cash discounts. So, you get a better pricing in that.
Okay. Thank you for that. Last question from my end. How does the company plans to utilize the capital work in progress in order to, you know, for sustainable future growth?
How do we plan to utilize working
capital?
Working capital has to be used for working. Future growth has come to through profits and profit via internal accruals, profits, and your equity raising from the markets or debt. So normally we don't touch your working capital for future growth. It has to come through your internal accruals, whatever profit you have earned, and whatever equity we raise, and combine it with debt. That is what we do.
Okay. Mentioning the debt part, I see that there was an increase in other long-term liabilities from FY22 to 23. So, what was the reason behind such increase?
See, it is because we are expanding and we are adding more capacity. So that has to come on the book. No?
Okay.
The new plant which is coming up, so that debt is there. For that is for capacity expansion only.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as you said, you are expanding the capacity. So just wanted to know how much...
Sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is not coming clear.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir, as you are expanding your capacity, so wanted to know, sir, how much this will increase the overall capacity in terms of percentage, and what kind of capex you have done for this, and what will be the asset turnover in that?
See, one capacity is greenfield, and some brownfield capacity increase is happening. So greenfield is 12,000 metric tons per annum, 1,000 tons per month, and brownfield is roughly, we're adding 700 tons per month. So 712 is roughly 8,400 tons we're adding as a brownfield. So, these two we are adding, and for this the capex is... casting is roughly 30, another 15 for machine shop. So roughly 40 crores we are adding.
Okay, and so what kind of asset turnover we expect on this?
See, with this 40 crores are this 1000 into 800 is 18, so... roughly 16, another say we plan to add say 175 to 200 tons, 175 to 200 crores in next 2 years, 2.5.
So it is almost 4.5 to 5 times kind of an asset turnover.
Yeah, almost we can say with the new technology which we are bringing in, this kind of turnover will be
right. And so what is the utilization of the current gross block?
It's around 80%.
Okay, so in that also we are getting that kind of a turnover, sir?
In this we are not getting because this is the old setup is there, started in 97, 96. So we are not getting that kind of turnover, but with the new setup we will get.
Okay, so maybe this includes some advanced technology, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what is the content per vehicle for tractor and for commercial vehicle?
Pardon?
What is the content per vehicle for the product we supply to tractor and the commercial vehicle?
See, for tractor roughly casting is 900 to 1000 kgs per tractor. For commercial vehicle, it is 1200 to, say, roughly 1200 to 1400 per commercial vehicle, which is a multi-axle vehicle. I am talking about HCV.
Okay, so does it include tipper also, sir? Tipper or it's pure HCV?
Tipper also you can bring in that category. Tipper is also multi-axle.
Okay, and sir, who are the competitor in this space?
Sir, this industry is in a very, very fragmented. For machine castings, if you see, we are probably the largest in North India. And other players, Pan India, if you see, Nelcast is there. Bhagwati is there. Then Shriram Foundry is there. Sound Casting is there. Ghatke Patil is there. These people are there.
Okay, sir, are we also focusing on the export side?
Yeah, we are exporting. We recently started export around two years back only, and the response is good, and we hope that with this China plus one policy coming in, we should have good opportunity in coming years.
Okay, so exports are particularly in which region, sir?
USA.
Okay, so again on the USA side, is it a class A truck segment or?
No, it is material handling equipment. Forklifts and other material handling things.
Okay. And so what kind of FY24, FY25 growth are we envisaging, sir, with this new capex and the overall industry outlook?
We plan to increase 15% year on year.
And in terms of EBITDA margin, you talked about 200 to 300 basis improvement in next 2 years.
Yeah. With our new plant coming, we plan to improve it by 200 basis point in next 2 years.
So will this, sir, again help to increase the overall content per vehicle, or the content per vehicle will remain the same?
The content per vehicle, that is for the customer. For our capacity utilization, we go into bigger casting, so we give more, variety of components from one single unit, so that will increase our content per vehicle also.
Okay, so does it, so our new capacity includes new product or it's a replacement of the existing product?
No, we'll go for new products, not replacement.
Okay, and so we do machining also in-house or we do machining outsource?
Machining also in-house.
And so what is
we are basically machinists. Foundry for us was a backward integration.
Achha, okay, so and what is the overall machining contribution to the total revenue?
If you see machining, value addition is less. Machining value addition is roughly, should be around 15%, 15 to 20%.
Okay, so with this new capacity, are we looking to increase the machining pie, sir?
Yes, we are machining pie.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Neha Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just have a couple of follow-up questions to the previous question. So, sir, you mentioned about a couple of the competitors in the market. I just wanted to know what's our market share in the industry.
This we cannot say in the industry because it's a very, very big industry, very huge demand. But whatever components we give to a customer, our target is that we have minimum 30% share of business for that particular component, for that particular plant of the customer. So, I mean, if you see, our main product is Excel Housings. For Excel Housings, full India, we have roughly 25-26% market share in that. For if you see M&M, their plant in Pantanagar, we have roughly 85% market share. Similarly, for others, for TAFE, for their Bangalore plant, our share of business is almost 50% for that plant. Swaraj Tractors, for their plant 2, where you give our share of business almost 70% over there. So, I mean, this industry is very, very fragmented, and this is very, 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 I mean, the number of players is very large. So, but yes, for our products, whatever we do, we ensure that we get at least 30% for that product, for that customer, for that plant, a minimum 30% share of business should be there.
Okay, sir. And sir, you also mentioned about exports just right now. So, sir, do we have any split as to how much exports and domestic?
As of now, it is minuscule. We are exporting roughly, say, 80 to 100 tons a month. What export. Yeah.
So, in the next couple of years, what is the target of export?
Our target is that we should reach at least 10% of our total tonnage.
Okay.
Next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, can you please throw some light on the lost foam technology that is going to be used in Pratika Engineering, and how will it impact the PAT margins?
Lost foam is a technology, ma'am, which was developed in Europe in late 60s and 70s, early 70s. So this technology was developed for critical components like cylinder heads and cylinder blocks. So, I mean, they used this technology for 10, 15 years till early 90s. Then this technology, because the foundries started closing the foundries, so this technology didn't grow over there. But this technology was adapted by China. China took over this technology, and then they developed this technology they worked on this technology, developed it, and now it is flourishing in China. China has almost 800 foundries with this technology, lost foam technology. So we are following this technology for last, say, 10 years. We went in 2012, then we went in 2019 to see this technology. So, I mean, this technology, theoretically, the margins are very, very good. I mean, conservatively, I can easily say that it is at least 300 to 400 basis point more than the existing.
Okay, got it.
So, I mean, and with this advantage is that normally, if we go for big castings and we put a plant for big castings, the minimum investment requires 125 to 130 crores, 140 crores. So, with this and that, the capacity created is almost 3,000 tons a month. Okay. With LFC, we can create capacity in lower, blocks, say 500 tons, 1,000 tons per month, and then grow it slowly. So that is the advantage with this. And capital investment becomes very less with this.
Okay, got it. So what is the investment that we might have done for this technology, CAPEX?
This technology roughly investment we're doing is 25 crores.
Okay, sir. Noted. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harpreet Singh Nibbar for closing comments.
I would like to thank for taking time out and attending this call. I am also thankful to each member of Pritika family as well as our clients, creditors, banks, financial institutions, and all other stakeholders. For any other further queries or comments, please get in touch with our investor relations team at Adfactors. Thank you. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Amit. Yeah, thank you everyone. Thank you.
On behalf of Pritika Auto Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.